You're listening to the audio production of Enneagram Type 3, The Successful Achiever by Beth McCord, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Jill Blackwood. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit thomasnelson.com/p/Enneagram Audio.
Forward. A few years ago, I recognized a pattern of comparison in my life. In particular, I noticed that comparisons were stealing my joy. It would go something like this. I'd wake up in the morning and reach for my phone. What better way to begin your day than looking at your friend's food and baby pictures, right? But after just a few minutes on Instagram, I didn't feel very good about myself. Have you ever landed on someone's feed and wished you were living their life in that moment? That was me. I wound up comparing my latest vacation, new living room furniture, and career accomplishments to everyone else. And just like that, faster than you can type #blessed, I felt like I didn't measure up. I truly found that I was loving someone else's life and not my own. Fast forward to 2016, when the Enneagram came into my life. I had taken many different personality tests before, but the Enneagram quickly rose to the top as my favorite tool when it came to understanding myself and the people around me. A lot of other tests explain how you operate, but the Enneagram is the only test I've taken that explains why I operate the way I do. It opened my eyes to why comparison had become such a pattern in my life. As it turns out, I'm Type 3, the successful achiever. When things are going well, I'm connecting with other people and really making progress toward my goals. But when my 3 is left unchecked, I can make myself miserable. I discovered that 3s tend to compare ourselves to and compete with others. We continually strive to be the very best. Go figure. The Enneagram has revealed so much about my personality that I wouldn't have picked up on without it. And to be honest, it's affected more than just me. It's also had a big impact on my relationships. For example, when my husband, Winston, read up on the Enneagram, he agreed that it was dead on for him, too. He's Type 5, by the way. The whole Enneagram process has given us significant insights into not just ourselves, but each other. Not to mention, both sides of our families now talk the Enneagram language, and I could not be happier about it. After all, when you understand another person, you can empathize with them even if you don't see eye to eye. So it's really helped Winston and I navigate disagreements and made for a deeper connection in our marriage. Now,
sample complete. Ready to continue?